The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I'm going to open up on a little different note today. I know some of you may have expected something different with all that's going on, and we'll try to get to it later in the show. But I've got a really interesting gentleman who's opening up here and will be with us for the first half of the show. I've had the pleasure of talking with him for a lengthy period prior to this, which is not always the case, and I want to tell you to just stay tuned, stick where you are on the dial. You'll find it's very interesting. His name is Dr. Richard Riddle, and he is the author of a couple of books we're going to talk about. One is Transitions, A Spiritual Evolution, and the second one is Perspectives, 30 Days to Life. Transitions is published in paperback, and it's available in all the typical places. It's published by iUniverse, and Perspectives is also published in paperback. And, you know, I'm just thumbing through it. It's an interesting book. It's published by Balboa Press. And welcome. It's great to have you on. Nice to have you on. Richard, if I may, or Dr. Riddle?
Richard is fine, Stu. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, it's great to have you on. And the book, the author name on the book is Nathaniel. But before we get into that, and I want to clear that up at the beginning, let me just ask you briefly about your background and what led you to write these books.
First off, I am a doctor of computer science, and I have spent my life working in technology. As a matter of fact, I'm actually retiring this year from defense contracting work. But the Transitions was written as a result of a very significant event that happened, really the catalyst in 2009. And during those events, I was able to open my heart, open my mind, open my ears to hear the communications, often direct, from the spiritual universe. And I started writing down the notes of that to share with people. It was extremely moving to me and very much life-changing. Perspectives was a follow-on to what happened during the period of time I was writing Transitions, which I was asked to see the good in all things for 30 consecutive days. And it took me 317 days to accomplish that, 44 resets. It was an awesome adventure.
Wow. I want to tell people these books are really, really beautifully written, if I can use that expression, and really quite comprehensive, poignant, and profound. Here you go from computer science to writing books on I don't want to categorize it or classify it, but if we had to use maybe a descriptive term or two, is spirituality, reflection, religion, can you kind of differentiate them and kind of hone in on what the philosophy or the nature of the books are?
Yeah, Stu, I claim a spiritual following, and spiritually spiritual God, not spiritual religion. And religions, you know, have their purpose. And, you know, most of the purpose is to help teach people how to follow God. And, you know, they begin to tailor themselves to a doctrine or a belief. My area is purely God and the communications that's available to everyone from the angels and what they do, spirit guides, guardian angels, etc. And what I try to show early on in the beginning is the fact that they do exist. You know, we're not sitting here waiting for some event that's going to happen in the future where the skies open up and hear all the angels come whirling down, you know, led by Jesus Christ to destroy evil. They're here today. They've always been here. They will be here before we were, while we are, and when we're past. And we also do the same thing. We are created by God, by love. We come, we go. And each of our lives has a plan, and that plan is served to try to return closer to the Father, closer to love. So we're created by love, and our soul desires to return to love. So what I'm talking about and what I'm doing is all in relation to an event that showed me that this was, in fact, a truth that I've come to know and to accept. And I can tell you that when you've had a chance to speak with an archangel directly, it is quite moving. I can't express it.
Well, I want to jump in. May I play devil's advocate here?
Yes, please.
All right. Yeah, I'd like to play devil's advocate. I want to be able to have you hone in on that statement, because, and I'm saying this with the utmost of seriousness, because there are just so many things that human beings don't understand or can't comprehend and can't relate to. How do you tell people, in order to have credibility, validity, veracity, truth, that angels talked with you when... I will say, for an example, I've never heard from angels. I've never heard from God. It's irrelevant what I believe in, because that's not what the show is about. But in what form or manner? Was it through meditation? Did it come at a time when you were going through a horrific period in your life? I'm always so curious, because there is a tremendous sincerity in your voice and your tone and in your books about this.
Well, and I go into great detail in Transitions. You know, you see there that I open up completely. And in the very beginning of this, I'll tell you that there's nothing that can be proven. And that's by universal design. I was also told in one of the communications I had with an angel who identified himself as 113. He didn't want to go by names, but he said, "You have a catalyst, and this catalyst is not available to everybody, but it's something that has allowed you to open your heart to believe and to know that this is happening." But, you know, throughout time, their plans are created, and there's souls that decide to do something, for example, to be the messenger. Jesus Christ, or Jesus the Christ, or just to say Jesus, who they called the one that came before, he was like a messenger, a special messenger, to deliver a message to people to help them understand what's going on. And messengers are chosen, and they come into the world to deliver a message. I am not a messenger. Matter of fact, they call me the listener. But I cannot prove it. I can only say that it exists. Do you hear it? Yes. You hear their voices. They speak to you. Do you understand that they've spoken to you? Probably not. And there's a reason for that. It's deniability. We have freedom of choice. Freedom of choice is created by the Father for us, that we exist in life. And to have freedom of choice, there has to be deniability. You know, freedom of choice means that you have to choose left from right, good, wrong, positive, negative. If you don't have those, the world is not balanced. And so that's why, you know, you can deny it. Doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. It's just deniable.
I want to interject here, because this is stuck in my brain. You mentioned the angel, the reference to 113. Do you think that is symbolic for a psalm from the Bible, or does it? Or you just have no response, or no idea?
Well, actually, he said he was the 113th in line to speak to me.
Oh, okay. All right, that's fascinating. And we're going to talk about two books, and I'm going to ask you about the distinction between the two books, why you went from Transitions to Perspectives, and be quite explicit in explaining the difference between them. But again, we're coming up on a break here, and I want to get caught in the middle here asking a question that requires a complex answer. The books, please check these books out. They're so well written and so deep, but deep doesn't mean that they're not easy to read. I mean, you can just read right along and understand all of this, and that's what's really important. So I don't want to what I don't want to do is confuse people here. The book Transitions: A Spiritual Evolution, It's written by Nathaniel, and I guess Dr. Richard Riddle, Perspectives, 30 Days to Life, Nathaniel. And I don't know if we can squeeze this in. If we can't, we'll do it after a break. What's the reference here to Nathaniel? Why didn't you go on to Dr. Richard Riddle?
Well, Nathaniel is my true name, and it took a long time to find that out. I was given the information that it would be given to me. It is the name that God gives your soul at the moment he creates it. So it's a very powerful spiritual thing to know who you are and get that knowledge.
Okay, that explains it. And Transitions of Spiritual Evolution, Perspectives, 30 Days to Life, both written by Nathaniel. I was doing